Hey y'all, it's our very, very first episode of the Untitled Podcast. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Raven.
We couldn't really think of a name, however, we're very excited to start producing content for y'all.
Yes, we're very, very excited.
So we really hope that y'all like this first episode and that y'all also send us some feedback.
So, here it goes. So, Kayla, how was your day?
It was okay. I didn't really do much. I just slept. How was yours?
It was good. I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the gym.
How was that?
I don't like the gym. Like, I like working out, but I don't like the gym.
Is it the gym here?
I think it's the gym here. First of all,
no black people.
And when they are,
They're weird.
They try to talk to you. Like, one of them tried to talk to me today, and he's like, take off your headphones. Let's have a full-blown conversation.
Was he cute?
While you're doing your squats.
Not the squats.
That's how I pull them. Let me tell you. That's how I pull them. No, he wasn't cute, and that's why I was mad about it. If I have on my headphones and if I'm
don't talk to out, me
like do not talk to me unless you know you cute.
Unless you know you
6 feet. You're 6'5".
Unless you know you 6 feet.
6 feet.
And the people here, they just don't be that.
They don't be that.
At all.
Not at all. And if they are, that face is real impossible.
It's very slim pickings here.
Slim pickings. Ooh. So, we thought, like, since it's our first episode, we should let y'all get to know us a little bit more. And, like, so we came up with a game of 21 questions to ask each other.
I think I want to ask you the first question.
Okay.
I'm not gonna mention that one. That might not go well.
I feel like this is about to be real.
It's gonna be okay.
Okay.
How would you describe your ideal partner?
Ooh. Oh, you make me so mad.
Why?
Because you know. I know this. Like, look-wise or, like, personality-wise?
Anything.
Okay. So, right now, Okay, so look-wise, I want somebody that is real tall. And that's basically, like, my only... Real tall with nice teeth and not dirty fingernails.
So that's how you gotta
clean.
Be as tall.
And I'm telling you right now, what do you gotta be? Oh my gosh.
Keep talking, I'm sorry.
Ideal, right? So it's not like, this is ideal.
This
so
is
it's
overall.
Not like,
this is personality. This is looks. This is
okay,
just everything.
So,
energy, all of it.
He has like a very nice energy. He reciprocates my energy. He is really nice to me, and he's respectful, and can communicate his feelings, and doesn't switch up.
Oh,
facts.
That seems to hit a little deep, but okay. I feel it. I think I can agree.
Okay, so I'm gonna do yours. Hold on, I lost them. So for your first one, if
I'm
you
nervous.
Could change. Anything about yourself, what would it be?
I don't know. That's hard.
You don't know?
I really don't know.
Oh, you're just so perfect?
I think I am.
Really?
I don't know. Hold on.
You don't have to think about it?
I'm thinking about
like,
it.
Like, for me, I would change, like, that I laugh at, like, inappropriate stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When somebody,
it
don't have to be real deep. Like, I can get deep. But I'm not going to get deep. So, like, one thing that you do that, like, annoys you. Damn.
I would change
that.
I don't know.
Girl.
You know I don't know.
What do you think it is?
You said you had, you thought you had knew all my answers, so what do you think?
I didn't know your answer for this one, but I know the answer for a lot of them. But
maybe that I have trust issues.
Ooh, let's unpack.
No!
Let's unpack.
Maybe that, I don't know.
Okay.
What maybe that I'm too reserved in certain situations.
Oh.
I think that's a good one.
Oh, all right. What like do you think? Like shy?
Not shy, because I don't think... Do you think I'm shy?
No.
People think I'm shy. I don't think I'm shy.
You're not shy. You're weird.
I'm not weird. I'm not weird. You just have to know me. You'd be like, oh, she's not shy.
You're not shy.
I'm just very, observatory. Like, I observe before I speak.
You're an observatory.
Like,
I'm... You're not a building.
Shut up.
You're an observatory.
You're going to have to delete that. I'm not shy. I just observe before I speak.
Yeah.
I don't waste my words, so.
That's good, though.
Okay.
Like, I think I say too much sometimes.
Yeah, but, like, in every situation, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say that for?
If you got stuck in the elevator and was forced, you were forced. I'm sorry, that's incorrect grammar.
Mm-hmm.
If you were stuck in the elevator and you were forced to listen to only one song, what song would it be?
Ooh.
I know it's gonna be some Beyonce.
No, it's not.
Or like Dom Kennedy.
Something. Dom Kennedy.
Something. Wow.
I love Dom Kennedy. Like, his old stuff is so good. Right now, though, the song I can listen to over and over and over again.
What song? Is it old or new?
It's old.
I want to guess it.
Guess it.
Who is it by? You guys have to know who's by them.
Lauryn Hill. That's not funny.
I can't even think of the name of it right now, but I think I know what it is.
It's Nothing Even Matters.
Oh, okay. I was.
I really like that's my favorite song ever.
So right now, you're gonna listen to that.
That and Me, Myself, and I. Yes, because it makes you feel like really like happy.
Okay.
Me, Myself, and I is like if I'm on the elevator and I'm on the ledge.
You're going to be in the elevator crying.
Now that is over.
Me, Myself, and I. Okay. Whatever you
say. So, if you woke up tomorrow with a superpower, what would you want to have?
I'd probably want to be able to read people's minds.
Oh, who's mine?
No one in particular. I just think it would be cool,
mm-hmm,
to be able to read a mind or two.
Or one.
Or two or three or four.
That's cool. I think if I woke up with one, I'd be able to like rewind and fast forward time, change a few things,
and go back. But then, like, I don't know, I just feel like, are you really learning from your mistakes, or are you just like,
I don't need to.
She said she don't need to learn from her mistakes.
Okay, so
my turn. Who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh, I have that question for you too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who's yours? We can both nip this in the bud. Who's yours?
So I don't know if he's like a celebrity, because he's not like,
girl, is it an athlete?
Yes.
Please don't start.
What? Excuse me?
Please don't.
Excuse me. Oh, I don't want to say it no more.
Say it. Come on. We're being open and honest on the Untitled
because
podcast.
Come on. Now you just make me seem like a floozy.
Define floozy.
A floozy. A groupie. But it's Andre Drummond.
Who is that?
Look him up. He's
girl,
cute.
You don't be knowing these people. And who you be saying be cute, do not be.
They do not be okay, cute. Just because they don't look like Lil Fizz. Okay.
What we're not going to do is...
Don't mean that they don't be cute. I just have a very specific type.
And, that is and
yes, he is. Go to his Instagram.
He's not a looker. I can tell you that.
He is really cute.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, sweetheart.
Him and also, and DeMarcus Cousins.
We know that. I don't have these things in my head.
And who else? LeBron.
You know we love a Travis Kelce.
Yes. Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
They call me.
They call me.
White man's whore.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they used to
no,
say.
It gets worse. Back in the day. You'd have to pay for it. And now you're giving it to him for free.
Laying it low and spreading it wide.
Okay.
Oh my God. So who's yours?
You know, I don't have these type of things on my head.
Girl, yes, you do.
I really don't.
You send me somebody in my text every day, like, woo.
They don't be celebrities. But they'd be like people I'd be trying to find
like
around
people
here.
At school.
No, it do not be people at school because these people here are ugly. And if you're listening, I'm telling you right now, all y'all is ugly.
Except for about like three.
Yeah, I can count on one hand how many people here are like cute.
All the three have been like
passed around.
Yeah. Or y'all have talked to them. So I'd be like, oh, I'm off.
Who? Name them. You never said that. I'm interested. Who are you talking about?
I'll tell you after. Naming names.
Okay, so my celebrity crush. I'm gonna say Nipsey Hussle. God rest his soul. God rest his soul. You know, I thought that man was cute. Should I not say that? Or are you sad?
Well, no, it's not sad.
Okay, I'm gonna delete that part.
It's very sad, but
yeah, very tragic. He was a great, you know, influence in the community.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like he was like one of my favorite rappers, but I didn't know that was your celebrity crush.
Yes, I thought he was really cute. Really? I send pictures of him all the time to you.
But
no, before too, I said that he was cute.
Okay,
at least once or twice.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like
how he treated Lauren, though. Like, the way he treated Lauren was so nice. You don't have celebrity crushes?
I do, but, like, I don't know who they are off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Dave East is cute.
Yeah, but
he's
a little off.
Yeah, a little problematic.
Right, like, I don't have celebrity crushes. I just see...
Cute face.
Cute. Yeah, be like... Oh.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute.
He's cute. I need to start watching Game of Thrones for real, for real.
No, I'm not interested.
Really?
No, at all. I'm just not interested.
Mm. I'm on, like, episode 4. But...
That's good for you, however. However, comma. Not interested.
Right.
It's
kind of boring though. I keep falling asleep on him. That's why I'm on the episode 4. Okay. So, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unlimited money or unlimited happiness?
Unlimited happiness.
Really?
That's easy.
Oh, we're two different types of people.
You want money?
Yes.
But you're going to have all this money and you're not going to be happy.
If you have unlimited money, you can buy happiness, girl.
Money cannot buy you happiness. I don't care what people tell you. Mm. On the inside, real legit happiness. It can buy you material things. However.
Say you're going to be unhappy on a yacht in Bora Bora.
I'm going to be
happy. You're going to be real
sad. No, I'm going to tell you.
You're going to be real sad on a yacht.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to be happy when I'm on that yacht. And as soon as I step foot off that yacht. Reality's gonna set in and I'll be sad again.
But what are you sad about? I mean, like,
so it's like you should choose. That's very materialistic of you
to
choose
money. You can buy therapy.
You can buy all the things in the world, but however, deep down, you can still be empty. You can buy a man, you can buy a house, you can buy a car, you can buy the dang sky, but yeah, you're still going to be empty inside.
But how do you know I'm going to be empty, though? It just says unlimited happiness.
I'm telling you from my viewpoint,
Says unlimited happiness. It doesn't say you're going to be sad all the time.
I don't care. I'm choosing happiness.
Okay.
In this stage of my life.
Well, that's good for you.
In this stage of my life, I'm choosing happiness.
At this stage of my life, I'm choosing money.
Okay. And that's fine.
All right. We just gonna move on.
We okay.
We obviously agree to disagree.
Oh, we agree to disagree.
Okay. This is a mess.
This is gonna get juicy.
Oh my God. I'm nervous. She knows all my business. So, like, this is like.
I'm not gonna put you out there like that on this first episode, at least.
Oh my God. Okay, go. All right, y'all. So we're back because Kayla is messy.
I am not messy. I just like.
And she's wrong.
I just wanted to make sure that what I knew. You know what? It don't even matter. Let's just move on.
Your questions. My questions are all like.
Okay,
ooh,
I'll tone it down.
So.
I'll tone it down.
Do you
let's
like
go.
Flowers or candy?
Okay, come on.
And yours are like, tell me your biggest. Okay.
Tell me your biggest, deepest, darkest
secret. Jesus.
I told you. I was getting deep. Come on.
Okay. So, have you ever been in love?
No.
Really?
That was easy. No.
Really?
Yes. No.
What?
No, next question.
Oh, my gosh. No, let's unpack that.
No, we're not unpacking it.
Why?
Because we're just not. I said no. I said what I said. And
I think you've been infatuated.
I said what I meant.
I think you've been infatuated.
Why do you think that?
Because.
Because what?
Because you act like it.
What do you mean?
No, like you're infatuated.
What do you mean infatuated?
Like.
You say the wrong thing. I am jumping across this screen, and I am ending this podcast before it even takes off. And I am go ahead.
Ooh.
Let the people know whatever you got on your mind.
I don't have to know my mind. I was just
what do you
like,
mean infatuated?
Like you think about someone all the time. You like really like them.
Let's move
but
on.
But just haven't moved to that love.
Let's
phase
move
yet.
On. Let's move on.
Okay.
We're almost done here, y'all.
Are we?
Yeah, I'm almost through my questions. I don't know about you.
For real?
Yeah. Read the last text message from the third person in your phone.
Hey. The third person in my phone is you.
Oh, that's so.
But I'll read Michaela's.
Michaela's is. Hey, MK, love you.
Michaela's is a picture. And it's like,
that's no fun.
Good luck finding sponsors, you wacko. Because she's mad.
She's mad that she's not a part of Untitled.
Right. But that's her fault.
She can be a guest.
Be a guest. Michaela is a mess.
Yeah, that was like my.
Nobody texts me no more, though. So it's kind of like, girl.
That was like,
the only people that text me are like, y'all, my mom. Anyway. Okay. So, what is a physical characteristic that you look for in a guy? Just name one.
You already know this.
Okay, but.
They just have to be tall.
That's it?
Like an athletic build.
Mm-hmm. You like. I'm about to be messy. That's good.
Caramel or light skin?
Oh. You're like, I'm not gonna do it.
What are you about to say?
I was about to ask them. That's gonna be real specific.
Ask it. And if it's too specific,
you like hair? Long hair? Short hair?
No.
No?
I don't, actually.
Oh.
I like waves.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you with nobody with waves.
I know. Because I've been dating.
Oh, my
goodness. Okay. Didn't know we were going to get this. Didn't know we were going to get this acquainted on this first episode.
That's too much.
Okay. What is your favorite college memory or your funniest, like, going out story in college?
Oh my gosh. Because the funniest story is
that concert?
Yes.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, let's not touch on that.
What else was funny though?
Like, it doesn't have to be funny. It could just be like your favorite memory.
My favorite.
Like, my favorite personally, my bad. We went to the Future concert.
I didn't go.
At the nearest HBCU.
It's a screw room.
Yeah, and woo. And we also, so we went there that night, and then we went to Alabama, like, the next day, and we stayed for, like, 2 days. That was freshman year. That was, like, the best time. Those were the best times of my life. I have not had that much fun.
Right.
Like, again.
I feel like sophomore year was the best time for me.
Freshman and sophomore, you know, sophomore year was just my jazz.
It was your jam. But yeah, I think freshman and sophomore year were the best years. And then
after that, it just went downhill.
Yeah, it like stopped being fun. Because, I don't know, I think everybody had graduated and like everybody was just like.
All the like cool older people who used to like set their houses out, they graduated or like transferred.
Yeah, and it was just like kind of dead after this. It's like so dead now, so it's like
nobody goes out, nobody broke, nobody wanna pay to go out.
Can't call people broke.
I mean, I'm including myself. I don't pay for parties.
Yeah. But I just, yeah, I feel like I can't even think of like a fun memory because I feel like they're also pushed back in the back of my freaking head. Like a memory that I would like to share. I feel like they're pushed back in my head.
You know what's one of the funnest memories I think we've had?
What?
Do you remember? And if this is too much, just stop me.
What?
Freshman
I think
year.
I know what you're about to say.
What?
I think I know what you're about to say, go.
What am I going to say?
Keep going.
Freshman year, when we bartended for that party.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it would be funny if I could remember what happened.
Oh, I can tell you. So, was it MK?
Yes. Okay.
She was friends with somebody who was friends with somebody else who was throwing a party maybe or something like that.
All right.
And they wanted us to be the bartenders. Mind you, we're 18.
18. Illegal.
18.
Not legal.
And they're like, oh, we'll pay y'all, blah, blah, blah.
And this is like first semester.
This is literally freshman year. Like
semester. Freshman year. Like, so we like.
We're like.
You're hot.
Y'all. Hot to Molly. So it's at, you know, it's at the little local bar or whatever like that. And, you know, we pull up. And.
I remember I had on like something. Like,
I had on like a t-shirt. Yeah. And we changed.
And we changed
in
the nasty bathroom.
The nasty bathroom. And then the thing is that the person was, like, way older than us. So, like, the crowd they brought in was
oldest.
Just old. It wasn't, like, a college crowd. It was, like, a
25 and up.
It was, like, I'm settled down, ready to get married type crowd.
I'm in the club looking for love.
That's what they were doing.
I remember this guy came up with like two girls and kept buying them drinks.
Kept buying
them
people drinks. Drink. There was like, you know, one guy.
Mind you, we don't know how to make drinks.
We don't
so
know
we're
how to
just
make
in
drinks.
The back.
We're
like,
pouring up all the liquor. Taking people's money. They didn't tell us like
what to charge,
how much to charge people. So we're just like trying to gauge if people are like really, really drunk. And if they're really drunk, then we're charging them like 20. Like I charged a dude like 50 at one point, and he came back and he paid another 50.
What? Did you
he was
take that?
He was feeling the kid.
He was feeling it.
He was.
You should have took that as your tip.
And so that's why
I got tipped so well though.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That's what I'm trying to get to. Okay. So, you know, they gave us, like, this little pouch to keep, like, all the, like, cash in or whatever like uh-huh. that. And so, you know, me and Michaela, MK, we're trying to be, like, you know, the Good Samaritans. We're putting all the cash in the pouch.
When we really could have.
What we really should have been doing is pocketing that money. We should have been pocketing every $10. Every other $10 we should have been pocketing because we raised them a lot of, we got them a lot of money.
A whole night. Bunch of money.
Because we were finessing people left and right.
Yeah, people would come up just to, like, look, like, talk to us
and just to pay, like, paying $20. I'd be like, I would tell one dude, like, $20, and then I would turn around and tell the next dude, like, oh, $30, and they would still pay.
I think I would just be like, oh, five. Everything is $5.
And we get to the end of the night, and they're going through the pouch with all the money in it, and I think they gave us, like, $5 a piece.
Excuse me?
There's about $1,000 in this pouch, and I get $5.
I was so heated. And then y'all went to...
We went to Waffle House. Braven fell asleep in the car. We went to Waffle House. I remember this night vividly.
I remember this night, too.
We went to Waffle House, and the service was really, really slow. We didn't get our food until, like, 5 or 6 that morning.
Meanwhile, y'all, I'm in the backseat of the car. Passed laid, out. Like, sleep. Like,
sleep. Dead to the world.
Because I was tired.
That was a really good memory.
Yeah. We had a lot. Like, I feel like...
That or that ASIC concert.
ASIC. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That was so crazy. That was the craziest night of my life. It was my first. It was my first college party. We went to an Ace Hood concert, and it was at a frat house.
A white frat house.
And they were, like, outside of the gate, picking out girls.
Picking girls to get in free.
And then some, like, some had to pay, and then some got it, like, some dudes, like, couldn't get in. So they picked us, and we got in free. And what happened?
Nothing really happened. I think we was just, like.
It was just so fun.
It was some dude, like, following you.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
That's everywhere.
Girl!
It's everywhere.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, he's like, following me. I don't know. Somehow, I was so, like, into the concert. Like, I knew every word. Really? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
he'd be like, I'd be like, Aces!
I just remember you dance. I remember you singing, like, the words and stuff.
It's like, oh my
but
God.
I know that you was really enjoying yourself. And I can't remember if I remember if I enjoyed myself or if it was just like a, wow, this is like,
I think you
this
enjoyed
is
yourself because wasn't somebody there?
Who?
Am I tripping?
Our freshman year, who would have been there?
I don't know.
I think you're tripping.
I think I'm tripping.
Anyway. Okay.
And then, what's another memory? I can't think of one. I'm thinking of, like, concerts and stuff. But I didn't go to Ray Schumer.
Me either. Oh, gosh.
So bad you didn't go.
So many people let... we just all let each other down.
We
that
let
night.
Each other down.
It was just... That was the night we just... Woo.
That was so funny.
Okay,
so is it my turn now?
Yeah, so let's go into your next question.
Okay, so would you rather delete your Twitter or your Instagram?
That's hard because I don't really post, like, actual posts on Instagram, but I don't really post on Twitter either. I just use it for, like, you know, I like stuff, retweet stuff.
Look at people's stuff.
Yeah. I'd probably say delete my Twitter just because, like, I feel like more people are on Instagram right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just thinking about, like, Insta story. It's kind of like Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Oh, no. I think I'd probably delete my...
But, like, if Instagram was still, like, Instagram back in the day where it was just, like, posts, mm-hmm. I'd definitely say delete my Instagram because I haven't posted since November, mm-hmm. like, a picture of myself.
I probably delete my Twitter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like Twitter though.
I like That's Twitter. Funny. It's funny.
But like the people I'm checking for are not on Twitter, so.
Yeah. If you are checking, yeah.
So it's like I delete my Twitter.
Yeah. I think I delete my Twitter too, because.
So I feel like way more people like follow me on Instagram. Like
I feel like
my Twitter is more so like people from like all over that I'd probably never see. And Instagram is like people that are like from the surrounding states that I like would come in contact with. And
yeah, I have more followers on Twitter, but like I feel like Twitter can be kind of toxic too.
Toxic?
No. Mm-hmm.
This one might be a little deep.
Oh, what is it?
Okay, moving on. What have you learned from your past relationship?
Girl, I don't be in a relationship.
Or situationship. You didn't let me finish. Oh. You thought that you were going to get away clean with this one? Okay, well, girl, then situationship, whatever you want to call it.
I don't be in those either.
Okay.
So we just going to play dumb.
Okay.
I've learned that, I don't know. What have you learned?
This is your question, not mine.
I mean, you had to have felt some type of way.
You have to answer first.
I think I've learned, like, what I want.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah. And I've also learned that, like, I'm very, very loyal. Like, too I will, loyal? I think I'm, like, a little too loyal. And too I think loyal. I overplay my positions with people a lot of the times.
Mm.
So it's like, that's all I'm going to say about that, girl.
No more, no less.
Ooh, child. Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Parties or kickbacks?
Kickback, duh.
Mm-hmm.
I hate going to parties.
Me too.
I love to go to a kickback, and it gets shut down about 12:31, and I'm back.
But that's not a kickback if it gets shut down.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
A kickback is like, to me, a kickback is like anything house. Like, when you say party, I'm thinking of like venue.
At the club or whatever.
When you but say like, kickback, I'm thinking of, like, a chill thing and, like, a house party.
Well, I'm saying a kickback, I'm thinking, like, we're all listening to, like...
But what'd you say about you need to find... This why you need to find a man?
I didn't think you heard me.
I sure did. I mean, nothing is passing.
No, because I'm tired of, like, going out. I get tired of going out.
What like, does that have to do with having a man?
Because that's where you find them. Well, not really, because yeah. Everybody I've like really had like serious.
So I think in our generation, you things find with people on social media.
I've never found nobody on social media for real,
like Twitter or Instagram.
No, like everybody I've like had like serious like whatever's with like, it's been in person, like we met in person first. Okay. But like. What's so funny about that, girl?
I'm listening. I didn't say nothing.
Alright. So since we're new to podcasting and all of that good stuff, this is kind of like the talking stages. Like if this were a new relationship, we would be in like the talking stage, right?
Yeah, most definitely. This is kind of like us getting to know y'all getting to know us. So, it's similar to the talking stage, but I don't know how you feel about talking. Just the stage in general.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I just think it's unnecessary. I think the talking stage is basically just being friends. So, just be my friend. We don't have to be in a talking stage. Because that's how, like,
feelings get involved.
And who wants those? You know what I mean?
So do you think it's completely unnecessary, or is it like a thing where you think once it goes past a certain amount of time, then that's when it's unnecessary? Like, do you feel like there should be one at all? Like, walk me through your mindset, because I'm just...
I think, like, generally, like, I can't speak on everybody's, like, relationships or things, but, like, the talking stage generally is kind of like toxic because it's a gray area. I don't like gray areas.
I think it can be toxic as well when you spend so much time, you know, maybe learning somebody and thinking, you know, what things could be.
Ooh, this gonna be my man.
Yeah, thinking what it could be.
We gonna get married.
You just seeing all the talk, you're not really seeing much action. It's just like talk.
Right.
And then you kind of let down in the end. That's when it can be toxic. Or like, you know, you getting your feelings involved. Or some people believe in, you know, talking stage means I can, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, that's not bounding me just to you. That means I can talk to you. I can be entertaining all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people are like, if I'm talking to you, I just want to be talking to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm that type of person. That's why I don't like it.
So then my feelings get hurt.
Yeah, because like I'm the type of person, like, if I like you, that I have tunnel vision.
Yes.
So it's just like,
I want you and only you.
I want you and only you. I don't even look at nobody else. Like, I am literally like that. Like, and I tend to like be like that. So it's like when I'm in the talking stage and I'm really liking, if I really like you, I will like give a lot no matter what in the talking stage. And that's just not right.
That's not right at all.
So I don't like it.
So
I don't think I don't like
dating versus talking. Is it the same thing? Is it different? What is your take on it?
It's, well, talking isn't supposed to be dating, but a lot of people claim that they're in the talking stage with somebody and really dating them. Or they're friends with somebody and really dating them. And that's kind of toxic.
So what do you consider talking and what do you consider dating? Like actions, like, oh, if we go, like, to the movies, then we're dating. Or, oh, if we go to the movies, we're talking. Or could it be both?
I think, because it just kind of depends. I think it all kind of meshes together.
I feel like talking is a term that our generation has come up with. Yes. But it's just, like,
toxic.
It's literally, it's the same thing as dating, but it's, like, the most, like,
it's like
toxic form of dating.
Yeah, it's dating like, without a title.
It's basically dating for like this long period of time with no title, with no intentions of even like moving forward, advancing forward, anything like that. It's just like, let's waste each other's time almost in some instances.
So you think it's a waste of time?
I don't think it's a waste of time because I think that I've talked to, like, looking back on my life personally, I've talked to more people than I've been in relationship with. And I think,
how many relationships have you been in?
I have not really been in a real serious relationship. And that's what I'm saying. I think most people in our generation can say that they've talked to more people than they've been in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, back in the day, if you dated somebody, it was because you could see a future with them, like.
Or also, it's because I had an obligation because we got pregnant. Like, in the 60s, they was getting married at 16 out of necessity.
They
like,
were.
Johnny got to work on the farm. You got to get
Johnny.
Some kids
Not
on this farm.
Well, like, do you get what I'm saying? It's kind of like a generational thing where it's kind of almost like we don't even do. We just be talking.
We just be talking without any type of, like.
And a lot of people, I think it's fine if you go into it like, oh, I know I want to be with this person, whatever, whatever.
Or if you go into it and you're like, this is what it is.
This is what it is.
And this is what it ain't.
And this is what it ain't. But when you go into it and you just like playing games and just like stringing people along, that's when it becomes real toxic. Because there's no reason why people should be, you know, in the quote-unquote talking stage for longer than 5 months, I'll say.
Really? Yeah. So there's a time limit on that? What if you just don't feel...
I think there's a personal time limit. Like, I think you know in your heart when you're like, okay,
either we need to be in a relationship or, like I'm confused. Like, where's the title?
Yeah.
Now, if you're a person who doesn't care about titles, then that's different. Mm-hmm. But deep down, most people care about titles.
And yeah, I used to think know I didn't care.
About what?
About titles. But I think I care. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm not the type of person that, like, has always wanted to be married.
And why is that?
I don't know.
You don't want to be married.
So I guess a relationship is kind of like the end game for me. So I think I'm just kind of like, I want a steadman. Because I feel like I'm going to be
so that's interesting.
Adjacent.
So you don't. So like, I feel like most people who would say that the talking stage is unnecessary are people who, like,
want to be
what quote-unquote would be like, oh, I want to date to marry. So yeah. I think, like, you know, wasting my time with the talking stage is, like, unnecessary. So you're the complete opposite.
I think I'm just kind of weird. But
maybe you just haven't found that person. It makes you just want to be like, let's
get married. But, like, I don't know. I was about to say too much. But I think that, I just think it's unnecessary because it's juvenile. We talk. Like, imagine somebody saying that to you.
Okay, let's not drag.
Okay.
Let's be considerate of all feelings in the room. Let's be very considerate.
Imagine you're talking, you're communicating with this man, right? Mm-hmm. And some girl come up to you and was like, we talk. You're going to be like, that don't mean nothing, right? That don't mean nothing to me. So what's the point of that?
I mean,
in that stage.
It don't mean nothing to you, but it might mean something to them.
But it don't mean nothing to him, obviously, because he's talking to you.
Think about people who entertain more than one person during the talking stage? Like, people who are like...
What you mean?
You mm-hmm. said what I mean?
What you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
Like, say you're talking to somebody. Y'all have been talking, you know, maybe a couple months or something like that.
Yeah.
Then somebody else comes along. You start entertaining them as well. Mm-hmm. What do you think about like that? Are you a type of person
if
that...
If it's me? Like, if yeah, I'm entertaining I'm saying, somebody
like,
else?
What do you think? Like, are you a type of person that entertains, like, multiple people when you're, like, in the quote-unquote talking stage with somebody else? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're talking to somebody, do you cut all ties from, like, all, like, males?
You're saying what I do?
Yes.
Or what, like, generally everybody does?
What do you
I know,
do?
I know
how
generally...
How do you feel?
How do I feel?
How do you feel?
I feel like, generally, people shouldn't do that. Like, people should not put their eggs in one basket. People should not have options. But I don't do that. I'd be
you
like,
think
oh,
people
like,
should or should not have options?
Should have options. Did I say that?
Do you have options? Like,
right now?
Okay, let's not jump ahead of the barrel here. I'm saying, when you're talking to someone, you keep your options open? Or is it like a type of thing where, like, you're like, oh, you know, I met somebody, I'm feeling them, whatever, we've been talking for a while, I'm finna cut everybody else off, even though y'all are still talking. Like, y'all not even, like, have anything established.
Well, generally, I'ma say, what do you do? Let me ask you first.
I ask
well, what you. Do you I'ma ask you first, so I'ma turn this back on you.
I'm the type of person where... I probably have, like, if I really like somebody, I probably have, like, tunnel vision.
Yeah, me too.
So it's, like, it's not even, like, a thing I would have to think about to, yeah. like, cut everybody else off. It's, like, it just comes naturally.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk to anybody else naturally.
Because I'm the same way because, like, when I like somebody for real, everybody else looks so... ugly to me.
It's like
they just
be
like, it's not the same. Like, I want to talk to you.
And it's boring. And it's just like, okay. And then you just start forgetting and just like talk. It's like you forget to talk to them and you just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you don't even realize that you just like
that you
basically
cut
everybody off, but like not really like cut them off.
Yeah, it's just like everything fizzles out. And it's just like, don't know. But that could be toxic as well.
Because you're putting all your eggs in one basket, but you don't know if that person is putting is all doing
the same. And most of the time,
they're not.
Because y'all are still talking. And he's a man, and he should ask you to be his girlfriend by now.
And then you're the one who's feeling looking stupid. Looking stupid. You're not the chosen one. Looking crazy. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. But, I mean, to each his own. Like, if you like talking to a whole bunch of people, and if you like wasting people's time, and, like, fornicating with a whole bunch of people, then that's on you, but, like...
Not fornicating.
But you know what I mean? Like, messing with a whole bunch of people.
Then. Yeah, that's on you. That's your choice.
That's your choice, but, like, as long as...
I personally don't like...
You're not out here hurting people's feelings.
I personally, if I'm going to be talking to you, I want you to just be talking to me.
Yeah, same. But then that's a relationship. So it's like, that's not talking. That's what I'm saying. Talking is like
but a you have time. To you have to talk or quote unquote date to get to know somebody before y'all like become something.
Yeah, you have to get to know them. But I feel like talking establishes a boundary that's like, we are not together. Like, we are not going to be a thing until we're dating, and then we have to date, and then we have to be in a relationship. It's like an extra stage. It's too much.
So
I didn't know you were starting it, so I was confused. I'm confusion.
So this new segment is called Bop of the Week. And it's just, we're both going to give a song that we've been listening to all week.
That we've been bopping to.
So, Kayla, you go first.
So, you know, I love a nice slow jam, a nice, you know, slow tree.
Some Marvin Gaye. Yes, some Luther real Vandross. Slow. A little Anita. But we can
okay.
Smokey Robinson,
Freddie Jackson, Ashford and Sue. I'll be okay. Let's get back on topic. So my song is it's called Lullaby. It's by I'm assuming her name is pronounced like Umi or maybe Yumi. Or Umi or Umi, not really sure, but it's U-M-I. Maybe that's an L, who knows? But featuring Yeek, Y-E-E-K, and yeah, it's just a really nice, you know, slow bop. Get you in your feels a little bit.
Yeah, I think my song is about feelings too.
So what's your song?
My song is See Me by Melly. M-E-L-I-I. I was going to do Throwaway by Future, because that's all I've been listening to. Okay. But I decided not to be ratchet for two seconds. So, it's See Me by Melly. And it's really cute. Like, it starts off with, like, a voicemail, and she's like, why am I even calling this dude? And I feel like everybody's been there. I feel like everybody's been there at one point. So, yeah.
You know, a body of work. That this is kind of off. It's not really off topic, but it's not really a bop of the it's not necessarily a bop of the week. It's more like a
bop of the century,
bop of my lifetime. It's always been a bop. Tina Snow. Let's get into Hot Girl Bae.
I see her. We see her.
Are you a hot girl?
Oh yes. I've been a hot girl. I came out the womb a hot girl.
Real hot girl.
We see her in 2 weeks. I'm so excited. My mom was like, that sounds like a fight waiting to happen. Because it's the platinum.
We love Meg.
I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Have been vouching for Meg since the beginning.
Since I saw her little cipher.
Since the beginning.
The beginning. Like, I was, like, so, like...
So happy that all the success is falling in her lane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so happy that, like, she's finally getting, like, some shine.
Yeah, this whole... Her whole... That whole project is just, like...
It's good top to bottom. Like, I can listen to it all day, every day. Like, for...
Shuffle it and go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, and you feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah, like, you can... I mean, the run is so hard.
So hard! Beating up the treadmill. All the hot girls make it pop, pop, pop. And you just be like, okay.
And then you can do bye, your bye, little bye. Cool down to, like, Cognac Queen.
Cognac Queen.
And then you can, like...
Cognac Queen. Cognac.
And then she's like her music is good, and then she like
and she's educated. We love an educated. We love an educated queen. Woman that's educated and about her business, getting his coins.
Yeah, and like she seems like a when you watch her interview, she seems like I would be her friend. Like I would want her to be my friend
for sure.
Right, I'm so excited to see her. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I already have my outfit.
So what else? What else artists have you been listening to lately? Have been on your radar?
Well, I'm always listening to Travis Scott.
You like Travis Scott?
Yes, you know
There's
that.
There's a song by Travis Scott that I was put on to, and
what is it?
But the song that I was put on to by Travis Scott is called Serenade, and it's, you should check that one out.
I like that song. I've heard it before. It's really good. Yeah. I think I've heard all his songs before.
Love it.
I listen to Travis. I've been listening to, since I've been in the gym, I need really good up-tempo music. So I've been listening to The Baby.
Yeah, I like City Girls.
Their album is so good to work out to.
Girl Code?
Yes. It's so fun to work out through.
We can come to the spot.
I'm taking it out.
Open the door.
Just pay the bois.
That's my layup. Now we know Michael.
Hey.
That's how we must know it.
There's a song on there. Hold on, let me look for it. It's like...
It's that season.
When
niggas cut a check for no reason.
And listen, it's about to be that season.
Time to blow a bag, time to blow a bag. Hey, what they said.
Hey.
Time to blow a bag.
There's a song in there called What We Doing. And it's like...
That is like, my song.
Girl, it's Friday night.
You know what song I can spit from the beginning. What song is it?
You can spit.
Let's go. What is it called?
It's City Girls song?
It's the City Girls. You know, I fuck you, suck it out of my face.
Take
I
your man.
You, don't you know?
Can't you understand? If you fuck with me, I'll take your man. I was not a City Girls fan until I started working out to music.
Let me tell you about the state up on my line, my hood. Chip trying to
bitch. But it's
good. See, this bitch ain't like me, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna give all I take for a guy.
Okay.
You don't want smoke, baby. Please.
Are you a City Girl?
Because I'm that bitch, and I'm.
you that what?
Once he do that, he'll never leave. Fuck you. And
oh my God, come on. Could we stop? Okay, y'all. That was the end of our first episode. How'd you like it, Kayla?
I really enjoyed myself. I'm excited to continue doing this. What about you?
Me too. I'm very excited. I've been wanting to start a podcast for a long time.
For so long. We have so much
in store.
So many ideas. So
if you want to be a guest on here, let us know. If you have any topic suggestions, let us know. Anything like that, just let us know. You can hit us on Twitter. My Twitter is Ray X Nick, so it's RAEXNIC.
And my Twitter, hear me out here. It's XIIKLA, and the XII is just Roman numeral for 12, which is my favorite number.
Yeah. Instagram is Raven.McKinnon.
And Instagram for me is KLA12.
Yeah, so we hope that y'all liked it. We hope y'all enjoyed listening. And
we hope y'all vibe with us, for real. For
right, real. You know what I was like?
For real, for real. Let us know. Send us a message or something. And if y'all know us for real, then let us know how.
Right, please did. Let us. If you know us,
don't
please.
Be too hard. Right. Send us some topics or something, or come join us.
Right. That would be fun. So, yeah, we'll see y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.